We now turn to human rights in Iran, which has been holding thousands of people since the June 12th election, including an Iranian-American, a 47-year-old Columbia University scholar who was sentenced to 15 years in prison for espionage. This weekend, NPR's Jackie Lydon spoke to people close to him.
Right now, Kian Tajbakhsh should be wrapping up his first term teaching at Columbia School for Architecture, Preservation and Planning. He was to begin earlier this year, on the 8th of September. Instead, the school's dean, Mark Wigley, spoke out about the imprisoned scholar.
In fact, he was due to start teaching this very day. It is therefore extremely painful to see him arrested and imprisoned.
It would have been a great reunion. Tajbakhsh earned his PhD at Columbia more than 15 years ago, as his mother, Farideh Gherami, told us on the phone from Tehran.
One could say that he became a New Yorker. He would enjoy the cultural affairs. He would enjoy Woody Allen movies. And we would talk about all the different diverse group in New York City.
In 1998, Kian Tajbakhsh returned to Iran for the first time in 20 years. His mother had brought him to the U.S. when he was a four-year-old.
And my son, most of the time, would criticize me that I brought him out of Iran when he was young, 4 years old, and I deprived him from his language, his culture. And he always wanted to go back to Iran. He loved Iran. He loved Persian language, and he loved the poetry. He loved Persian music. And he started actually teaching himself the language.
Kian Tajbakhsh moved back to Iran in October of 2001. He married and had a daughter. What he saw as an era of openness was, in fact, the beginning of the end of the kind of expanded civil society that Iranians had been enjoying in a reform era. After the 2005 election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, liberties began to vanish. Paranoia crept in. In 2007, Kian Tajbakhsh was arrested for the first time. At Evin Prison, he discovered he wasn't the only Iranian-American scholar there. Hale Esfandieri, director of the Middle East Program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, was there too.
They would take us together for interrogation. He usually would walk ahead of me, and we were both blindfolded. So when the interrogator would refer to him as Mr. Doctor, Agay Doctor, so I knew that Kian was walking ahead of me down the stairs being blindfolded, and I would look down and see his slippers.
After her release, Hale Esfandieri left Iran and wrote a book, My Prison, My Home. But Kian Tajbakhsh stayed on, writing about urban planning. Then came the presidential election of June 12, 2009. It changed everything for Iranians. After the mass protests following the disputed election, thousands were rounded up and sent to prison. Kian Tajbakhsh was arrested a second time on July the 9th, and he found himself accused, says Hale Esfandieri, by a government determined to cast him as a part of a velvet revolution.
I knew that they had convinced themselves that there is a plot through soft means to overthrow the regime. And the moment they saw the Green Movement, members of the Green Movement in the streets of Tehran, it reminded them of the Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, the Rose Revolution in Georgia, and they thought, that's it. So therefore, we have to once and for all try and stop it. Little did they know that this was an indigenous movement. When the people came out into the street, all they wanted, they didn't want an overthrow of the regime on June 13 or 14. They wanted their votes to be counted. And then gradually, you know, it turned into this mass movement, which they can't even contain today.
Last summer, Tajbakhsh was put on trial, along with 100 others. He was sentenced in October to 15 years in prison, and in November, he was hit with still more charges. His lawyer, Masood Shafi, spent an hour and a half with Kian at the prison on Thursday and has seen his file. He says it contains video clips of public demonstrations that Tajbakhsh allegedly emailed. The lawyer says that's certainly not espionage and that the charges against his client are baseless.
I have reviewed the file in detail. I believe from a legal standpoint, there is no correlation between the evidence in his file and the conviction and sentencing.
Still, Kian's mother, Farideh Gurami, says she's optimistic that this will be over soon. Yet another irony, Kian Tajbakhsh is affiliated with Columbia University, the very institution that took so much heat over inviting a controversial guest to speak there in 2007. That was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of Iran. Now, students and professors are focusing their petitions, speeches, and videos on their colleague.
I therefore respectfully but passionately urge that Kian Tajbakhsh be released and returned to his academic community here at Columbia University.
And they have vowed to keep his name before the public. Jackie Lydon, NPR News.
To learn more about these three cases, go to our website, npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.